Women's T20 World Cup results, Australia shocked by South Africa in semi-finals, BBC Sport, date modified : 2024-10-17 T17:24:48.969Z, description : South Africa produce a stunning performance to knock Australia out of the Women's T20 World Cup in the semi-finals. Australia shocked in World Cup semis by South Africa. This video cannot be played. To play this video you need to enable JavaScript in your browser. Media caption: best shots of Woolward and Bosch's partnership. Fionn Wynne, BBC Sport journalist. Published October 17, 2024, 17:59 BST. Comments: updated 6 hours ago. Women's T20 World Cup, Dubai. Australia 134-5, 20 overs. Mooney 44-42. Kaka 2-24. South Africa 135-2, 17.2 overs. Bosch 74-48, Woolward 42-37, Sutherland 2-26. South Africa won by 8 wickets. Scorecard: Australia suffered a shock semi-final exit from the T20 World Cup as South Africa raced to an emphatic 8-wicket win in Dubai. The defending champions missed out on an 8th final appearance as the Proteas reached their target of 135 with 16 balls to spare. Annika Bosch struck a sensational unbeaten 74 from 48 balls, while captain Laura Woolward added a classy 42 in a second wicket partnership of 96 that left Australia reeling. Woolward later described her team's victory as one of our biggest wins ever. The brilliantly executed run chase came after South Africa's bowlers had smartly restricted Australia to 134-5 in a curiously underwhelming innings. Grace Harris and Georgia Wareham fell early in the power play before opener Beth Mooney dropped anchor with 44 from 42 balls. Australia paid the price for stuttering in the middle overs, with the run rate rarely creeping over a run a ball as captain Talia McGrath trudged to 27 from 33. Elise Perry's 31 from 23 and Phoebe Litchfield's 9 ball 16 added a late burst, but the total still felt below par on a pitch that favoured chasing, as West Indies proved against England on Wednesday. South Africa started the chase confidently with a power play of 43-1, comfortably ahead of Australia's 35-2 at the same stage, before Tajmin Britt's departure for 15 opened the door for the phenomenal match-winning partnership. Bosch, whose previous high score in the tournament was 25, crunched 8 fours and a 6 in her match-winning effort. It rewarded the faith of the South Africa selectors, who kept her at number 3, and meant they reached their second successive final after the 2023 edition on home soil. The second semi-final takes place between New Zealand and West Indies at Sharjah on Friday, meaning Sunday's final will be the first in either white ball format without Australia or England involved. Reacting to the win, South African cricket writer Firdaus Munda told BBC Radio 5 Live, "We have had an incredible 18 months of sport in South Africa. We are a country with very little financial resource, compared to others like Australia for example, and we are a country punching so far above its weight, while being one of the most diverse teams and unifying South Africa. Many people survive on hope alone in our country, and these women have brought so much hope. Brilliant Bosch stuns the world's best." This video cannot be played. To play this video you need to enable JavaScript in your browser. Media caption: that's a good looking shot. Bosch hits Molyneux for back-to-back fours. After being put into bat, Australia did not carry the usual swagger and confidence expected from the six-time winners of this tournament. In fact, they were timid, only hitting 11 boundaries in total. That is despite the enviable batting depth that they possess, which often results in them playing with much more freedom than other teams who tend to be protecting fragile, inexperienced middle orders. Harris and Wareham's early departures did not feel overly worrying, with the likes of Perry, Litchfield, McGrath and Ash Gardner to come, but with each over that passed by without an acceleration, there was a sense that such a kickstart would never appear. In the end, being 5 wickets down felt like a big waste, with the destructive Gardner and Annabelle Sutherland left waiting in the dugout. And they were punished for such caution, as South Africa's innings was a complete contradiction. Woolward timed the ball beautifully from the outset with her trademark exquisite cover drives, but Bosch's knock was a spectacle. Against England in the group stage, the 31-year-old stuttered to 18 from 26 balls and did not look the part at 3, but against the world's most formidable force she struck the ball with such clarity and power in a manner that we had yet to see in this tournament. It is the highest individual score so far, and for that to be delivered under the most pressure and against such a high-quality opponent was astonishing, and the ease of South Africa's victory was such that Marijane Kapp was not required to bat. Australia did not do too much wrong with the ball as Bosch did not even offer a chance, but they will rue their lack of ambition with the bat as they allowed South Africa to take one step closer to their first global title. This video cannot be played. To play this video you need to enable JavaScript in your browser. Media caption: McGrath goes for 27 to Mlaba, one of our biggest wins ever. Reaction: England bowler Tash Farrant on BBC Test Match Special. It is a really great thing that none of Australia, England, or India are left in the tournament. People were concerned that with the domestic structures underneath those three sides that the gap would get bigger, but in World Cup cricket it is literally about who turns up on the day. South Africa captain Laura Woolvard: it is right up there with one of our biggest wins ever, the biggest win of my career for sure. It's been such a good year for us and a real collective group effort. Annika Bosch batted superbly and played her role perfectly. She played one of the best innings of her career. Australia stand-in captain Talia McGrath: it's pretty hard to take. We didn't show up tonight, you can't afford to do that in tournaments like this. Credit to South Africa. We've had this World Cup in our minds for a long time now, we were really well prepped, just didn't show up on the night. Related topics: cricket, more on this story, notifications, social media, and more with BBC Sport, published June 6. Comments cannot be loaded. To load comments you need to enable JavaScript in your browser. View comments, top stories: England win would be better than records of first test, published 9 hours ago. Paquetá wants misleading betting case leaks investigated by FA, published 5 hours ago. Chelsea too strong. 420 in Champions League. Elsewhere on the BBC: discovering how the cold has shaped our planet, Helen Chersky takes us on a spectacular journey to the extremes of the temperature scale. What's the fairest voting system? 2024 is the biggest election year in history, but which voting system is the fairest? Military drama starring Lacey Turner and Michelle Keegan: a female medic joins a tight-knit army unit as they fight for survival and face the unthinkable. A pioneering TV news service: Norway's TV BRA has a unique national news show presented by reporters who have learning disabilities or are autistic. Elsewhere in sport: how did Tuchel's England appointment happen so quickly and quietly? From Hart OP to England return: how Isiqui fought back. From Accrington Stanley to England number 2: who is all-round good egg Barry? What does Norris need to do to beat Vertappen? Why the short contract? How will he play? Tuchel's England move explained: eliminated England aren't fit enough. Hartley, Tuchel: a sacrifice of principle or best man for England job. Vote now for your BBC Women's Footballer of the Year. All too familiar as England crumble when it matters most, is there a danger of F1 becoming the best rich drivers? Meet the nominees for BBC Women's Footballer of the Year. Video: meet the nominees for BBC Women's Footballer of the Year. Harris Superman touchdown leads best plays of NFL Week 6. Video: Harris Superman touchdown leads best plays of NFL Week 6. I joked I'd give him £500 if he scored, but did Trent experiment work? Shaw scores twice as Man City go top of WSL. Video: Shaw scores twice as Man City go top of WSL. Chepngetich breaks marathon world record. Video: Chepngetich breaks marathon world record. Are quadruple winning Wigan now the greatest? Home news, sport, business, innovation, culture, travel, earth. Video live: terms of use about the BBC privacy policy, cookies, accessibility, help, parental guidance, contact the BBC, get personalized newsletters, why you can trust the BBC, advertise with us. Copyright 2024 BBC. The BBC is not responsible for the content of external sites. Read about our approach to external linking: window underscore underscore web app underscore config underscore underscore equals window underscore underscore initial underscore data underscore underscore equals backslash data backslash colon backslash global navigation, country equals it and language equals ENGB and service equals commercial backslash colon backslash name backslash colon backslash global navigation backslash comma backslash props backslash colon backslash country backslash colon backslash it backslash comma backslash language backslash colon backslash ENGB backslash comma backslash service backslash colon backslash commercia.